$19.49. Or a 40-pound bag of black oil sunflower seed on sale for $17.49. And on the odd day you find a lower price, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life, all at the best prices. Guaranteed.
Before we continue, 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN at W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage, Usinger's, and baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, and the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Brewers and Cubs, game one of this three-game series. It's just around the corner as we continue on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, fam.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Make this the summer to save at Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Lease a new 24 Jeep Compass for just $199 a month for 27 months or save with super low 2.9 financing on all their most popular models. Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. No security deposit required. Lease based on 10,000 miles per year. $4,150 due at signing. 2.9% APR on select models. See dealer for details. Expires 7/31/24.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Javier Assad has led the Cubs out onto the diamond Monday night inside Wrigley Field. Game one between the Brewers and the Cubs, and we wrap up our On Deck Show built by Menards with a drive around the league. Let's see what's going on in Pittsburgh. It's brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Second place Cardinals, they're 5 games behind the Brewers coming into the week. And the third place Pirates, game one of their series, top of the fifth, 1-1. That's Andre Pallante pitching for St. Louis, Mitch Keller for the Buccos. Nolan Gorman has homered for St. Louis's lone run. 1-1, top five. Cincinnati got swept in Washington over the weekend, but they're in Atlanta. They've got a 3-0 lead, bottom of the third.
Well, we told you earlier, Javier Assad is just recently back from a 3-week injury absence. We don't know how long he'll be able to go tonight, but he's going to start it. And to call the play-by-play, let's turn things over to Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. A reminder, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by our friends at the Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. Bryce Terang to lead things off for the crew. And the Brewers will see Javier Assad here tonight, as Josh just mentioned to you. Pitched very well against the Brewers earlier this year, back in early May. And the first pitch brought home to Terang is fouled out of play. And we are underway. It's 0-1. Assad pitched very well against the crew in this ballpark the first time the Brewers came to Chicago. 0-1 to Bryce. He is in there with a strike. Fastball at 92 right at the knees, and it's no balls and two strikes. To pitch, got him looking. Might have been a touch inside. Bryce Terang still standing in the box in protest. Two-seam fastball. Close, probably a little bit in off the plate, but close enough for home plate umpire Gabe Morales. And a strikeout of Terang, and there is one away here in the top half of the first, and William Contreras the batter. And Assad's first pitch is a swinging strike, and it's 0-1. Underway at 7:05 tonight, 74 degrees at first pitch. And that is brought to you by Carbless, premium cocktails in a can. The one to Contreras is lined into right center field. Long run for Pete Crow Armstrong. He dives. He won't get there. It'll roll to the wall. And Contreras jogging into second with a one-out double. Pete Crow Armstrong, very good defensively in center. And he went full extension and came close to coming up with that play, but hit too hard and right in the gap for William Contreras. And Armstrong came within inches of finding that one in his glove. It would have been one of the best plays we've seen all season out in center field. But instead, it's a one-out double, and the Brewers have a threat here in this top of the first. And now here's Christian Yelich. Assad brings home the pitch, and it's in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Enjoy Carbless. And you can enjoy it yourself if you stop at your local grocer, stock up for the game, or for your next tailgate. Carbless, this is more. Yelich takes a little bit high with a cut fastball, and it's 1-1 on Christian. One out and a runner in scoring position for the Brewers after the one-out double by Contreras. $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the silver lining. The 1-1. Swing and a miss at a curveball, and it's 1-2 on Yelich. Dylan Hines is our contestant from Belleville tonight in our quick trip around the bases presented by Haribo. If the Brewers score in this first inning, it's a $100 quick trip gift card. Compliments of Haribo and quick trip to Dylan. The 1-2 to Yelich. Bounced it in the dirt and blocked nicely in front of the plate by Miguel Amaya. That keeps Contreras at second base. It's two balls and two strikes on Christian. Yelich hitting .320, 11 home runs, 42 driven in. Back in the lineup today after a day off yesterday. He's been dealing with that back a little bit, but very good sign that he's back in the lineup tonight. 2-2. And swung on and fouled back into the net. And the count remains even at two balls and two strikes. Cubs in their home whites with those blue pinstripes. Brewers with their road navy tops and the gray pants. On an absolutely gorgeous night for baseball, if even a little bit chilly here at Wrigley. 2-2. Bouncer foul up the first baseline. It stays at 2-2. 74 degrees at first pitch, and a little bit of a breeze blowing in tonight at Wrigley. So up in our perch atop Wrigley Field, nice little breeze making its way in. Two balls and two strikes on Yelich. The pitch, fly ball, center field. Pete Crow Armstrong initially broke back and then changes directions and recovers in time to come in and make the catch for this second out of the inning. And that'll get the cleanup hitter Willie Adames to the plate. Clean up any home damage with a loyal family. South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for a free inspection today. First pitch to Willie. He's in there with a strike, and it's 0-1. Assad got off to a great start on the mound this year for Chicago, but it has been tough sledding for him of late. He was on the injured list for the better part of 3 weeks. Pitch is low, and it's 1-1. He was limping into that injured list stint with his production, and his one start before the All-Star break coming back off that injured list. He lasted just 2 1/3 against St. Louis, 7 hits and 3 runs allowed in that outing. Swing and a miss from Adames. On a sinker down and away, and it's 1-2. Overall on the year, good numbers still for Assad. 3.27 ERA and a 4-3 record in 17 starts. 1-2. And down and away, blocked by Amaya. And the count evens at 2 apiece. Adames hitting .248 with 15 home runs and 67 driven in. He's been red hot over the last couple of weeks. A .350 average in his last 15 games coming into tonight. 13 RBIs in that span as well. Here's the 2-2. And Adames takes down and away, and the count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes the count. Assad looks at Contreras and now brings home the 3-2 pitch. A high fly ball, right field. Suzuki into the corner and running out of room. It'll find the seats in foul territory. Down that right field line, it stays at 3-2 on Adames. So Willie putting together a nice at-bat so far against Javier Assad. Saw a lot of very good at-bats in the 2 games in Minneapolis. Brewers were hard to put away, especially in game 2 and in extra innings of game 1. 3-2 pitch, bounced in the dirt, and Adames works the walk. Another good block by Amaya. He's been working hard behind the plate for Assad so far here in the top of the first inning. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Get Sal Frelick to the plate on the 1 year anniversary of his big league debut. What a season Sal has put together so far. He's been swinging it very well of late. Season average up to .273 with the 2 home runs and the 20 driven in. Assad brings home the first pitch, missed inside. It's 1-0. Certainly not going to be an easy first inning for Assad. The Brewers are hoping to have something to show for it in the runs category as well. But they've made him work. 1-0 pitch. That nailed the outside corner. The very top of the zone. Not sure Frelick totally agreed. It's 1-1. Set at the belt, and the 1-1 pitch. And Sal, a little check swing, dribbler in front of the mound. Assad off the mound to field it, throws to first in time to retire Frelick. And the inning is over. No runs, a hit, no errors, 2 men left. We've played half an inning in Chicago. It's the Brewers nothing, and the Cubs coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Fun for the whole family awaits as kids bowl free through Labor Day.
Yes!
Make sure you stop by and sign up. You can also find the best live music every Sunday afternoon on the patio from 3 to 6. Also, don't miss out on Racine's best kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid barbecue specials that'll keep you coming back. The perfect summer activities all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
No score as we go to the bottom of the first inning here at Wrigley. And Tobias Myers getting ready to make his 14th start of the year. It'd be his 15th appearance overall. We talked about it during the On Deck show about just what he's meant to this team. You heard us talking with Pat Murphy about it. Great start his last time out against the Pirates. 8 innings, 4 hits, no runs. Second time this year he's thrown 8 shutout in a start. He's been phenomenal. Worked 6 innings. Gave up 7 hits and 3 runs against the Cubs back on June 29th in Milwaukee. And the first pitch to Nico Hoerner is a fastball off the plate outside. It's 1-0. Myers 1-0 pitch, and that missed a little bit low with a slider, and it goes to 2-0 on Hoerner. Tobias 6-3 with a 3.13 ERA. That covers 72 innings. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and that got the outside corner. 2-1. It's early, but it feels like Gabe Morales has a fairly generous strike zone. Seems like he's giving the edges right now. Here's the 2-1. Line down the right field line. It is twisting out of play, foul, and into the seats. And it's now 2-2 on Nico Hoerner. Hitting 258 on the year with 4 home runs and 30 driven in. 4-for-13 on this homestand so far for Hoerner. A couple of doubles in there. One of the great defensive second basemen in the game. This series features perhaps the two best defensively in the National League. There may be a few others in the conversation, but it would be hard to put many above Hoerner and Terang defensively. And both more than adequate offensively as well. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled back and out of play. And play made by a fan down below us to our right. Myers brings home the 2-2. That one's fouled back towards us again. And a fan reaches over in an Ernie Banks jersey and makes a barehanded catch. I almost yelled, "Don't do that." Don't like it when they reach over the railing. 2-2. Soft liner into the jumping glove of Bryce Terang. His counterpart took a base hit away from him. And there's one away. And here's Michael Busch. Busch has been a good acquisition from the Dodgers. He's been one of the offensive bright spots in an otherwise forgetful year offensively for this Chicago Cubs roster. First pitch to Bush is rolled foul. First base side, it's 0-1. Hitting .267, he has 12 home runs, 36 driven in, and at least in the Brewers and Cubs season series, he's made some dazzling plays defensively, too. Takes down and in with a cut fastball. And it's 1-1 on Michael Bush. No score, bottom of the first, one out, nobody on. Myers brings home the 1-1. And that missed up and away. Two balls and one strike. Tobias out of the windup. 2-1 pitch right through there. Fastball at 92, and it's even at two balls and two strikes. Brewers baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. 2-2, swing and a miss. Slider up in the zone. Bush swung through it for the strikeout. An ortho ASAP strikeout. First one of the night for Tobias, and there's two down and nobody on for Seiya Suzuki. Suzuki hitting .265 with 13 home runs, 46 driven in. And he takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. A one pitch. Swung on and fouled back. And it's nothing and two coming right after Seiya Suzuki. Has been Tobias here. Crowd here at Wrigley tonight. 0-2. And I think he went around. They appealed to first. He sure did, says Doug Eddings. And it's a strikeout of Seiya Suzuki. Went after a slider down and away. Another ortho ASAP strikeout. An impressive 1-2-3 bottom of the first for Tobias Myers. Much better than his last first inning in this ballpark. No score as we head to the second on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Join the Brewers as they take on the Reds on August 11th for the return of Sesame Street Day. Bring the family and collect an epic Bert and Ernie bobblehead when you get a special theme night ticket. Grab your seat for the fun at brewers.com/theme nights. Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion
or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
To the top of the second inning we go. No score, Brewers and Cubs. And Jackson Churio leads things off for the Brewers. Takes up and in with a two-seam fastball. It's 1-0. It is starting to become a thing with Jackson Churio, the 1-0. Swing and a miss at a two-seam fastball at 91. That was on the inner half of the plate. It's 1-1. Where if you are a fan in the stands, if you're listening on the radio, when Jackson Churio comes to the plate, 1-1. That missed high, two balls and one strike. You better stay right where you are. He is must watch right now. Such an exciting young player. 2-1. Chopper on the left side. Charging it is the third baseman, Mastroboni. Throws across in time to get the speedy Churio for the first out. The way he hit that with his speed, nothing was a given on that play. But Mastroboni did a good job of not speeding himself up and giving himself the time to set his feet and make a good throw. And they got Churio by a step. One away for Reese Hoskins. Assad's first pitch to Reese is a strike on the inner half, and it's 0-1. One pitch, swing and a miss, hit a slider down and away, and it's nothing and two. 0-0 ball game. Game one of a three-game series, again tomorrow night, and then Wednesday afternoon. 0-2, and Hoskins reaches out, flips it in the air to right. This is playable for Suzuki, back a couple of steps, and squeezes it for out number two. And then the season series is over. Brewers just have to win one of these three games to clinch the season series from the Cubs. And now here's Joey Ortiz. Well, a thick, juicy Usinger brat. That would taste great right about now. Great night for a brat. First pitch to Ortiz. Check swing foul into the net. It's 0-1, as we established over the weekend. There is no specific weather that's great Usinger's weather, because all weather is great for Usinger's, but tonight especially great. 0-1. Ortiz, a swing and a miss. He went after a slider, and it's nothing and two. But of course, if you've got the Usinger brat, you better get that Pine River cheese spread going as well. You can use it like as a little appetizer, a little starter before you get into the sausage or the brat or the Italian, whatever it might be. 0-2 pitch. Down and away, and it's one ball and two strikes. And of course, cleanse the palate with that fresh taste of Cedar Crest ice cream and custard. Maybe the Wisconsin campfire s'mores. Maybe just vanilla. 1-2 pitch. Chopper. Right side. Diving stop by Bush. He's to his feet. Runs to the bag and retires Ortiz. And that's what we were talking about in the top of the first inning. He has played masterful defense against the Brewers over the course of this year over at first base. Takes a hit and maybe a couple of bases away from Joey Ortiz with that play. And the Brewers retired in order in the top of the second. We go to the bottom half. 0-0 ball game on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
You know Fleet Farm's got everything for everyday life. But did you know we also have the best prices guaranteed every day? Like 40 pounds of Diamond Crystal Softener Salt, on sale now for just $5.69. Or a 40-pound bag of Black Oil Sunflower Seed, on sale for $17.49. And on the odd day you find a lower price, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life, all at the best prices. Guaranteed.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Helpful phrases for modern living. Tape one. To say hello, you say, hey there.
Hey there.
To say, I'm not sleeping, you say, I'm fine, thanks.
I'm fine, thanks.
To say, I avoid my friends, you say, it's all good.
It's all good.
Saying you're fine when you're not, we've all been there. But not saying something when things get tough doesn't help. Your mental health deserves a voice. Visit FindSupportWI.org today.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center field!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Ian Happ leads off the bottom of the second inning for Chicago. 0-0 ball game. Myers' first pitch to him misses up and away with a changeup. And it's 1-0. Happ Kauffman and Swanson scheduled to hit for Chicago. 1-0 pitch is a ground ball to second base. Big hop for Terang. Takes his time and tosses to first. And Happ is the first out here in the second inning. Now you get to the point in the Cubs lineup that you understand why they've struggled to produce runs. Top four guys, there's some power in there. There's some contact. But then you turn it over to 5 through 9, and it's a little different story. First pitch to Mike Tauchman in there for a strike. It's 0-1. We've got the struggling Dansby Swanson in the on-deck circle after Tauchman. Miles Mastroboni, who has had a tough year offensively when he has been up in from AAA. Got the outside corner. Or it should have. It was called a ball. And it's 1-1. The pitch, and that one's inside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Miguel Amaya, who's been hot of late, but has been a big part of the conversation about why the Cubs have struggled. They haven't gotten any production from their catchers of note. As the slider missed down and in, and it goes to 3-1 now on Tauchman. And then Pete Crow Armstrong, who hits ninth with a 189 average. It's really a tough lineup from that point forward. Now, it's baseball, and these guys are major league hitters. They are talented. 3-1, and that missed low with a cut fastball, and it's a one-out walk to Tauchman. So that doesn't mean that they can't hurt you, but they just have not produced at the level the Cubs would need to have the kind of year they were hoping for. And of course, no Cody Bellinger right now, and that plays into it too. Here's Dansby Swanson hitting just .210 on the year with 9 home runs and 31 driven in. The pitch, swing and a foul tip. And it's 0-1 on Dansby. Swanson hit a home run here at Wrigley Field against the Brewers earlier this year into the teeth of the wind out in left center on a day where you didn't think anybody was going to hit a ball out. Well, it's been a tough year offensively for the former Atlanta Brave and the former world champion. Swanson back in the box after using his timeout. Runner at first and one out. Myers, long hold. And the 0-1, swing and a miss. He went after a fastball at 93, and it's nothing and two.
You're talking about the year he's having. The numbers are actually even worse when you just look at what he's done against the Brewers. He is 4-for-35 against the Brewers.
Wow.
They've pitched him great.
Hit foul and out of play, stays 0-2. And that's after last year when he signed the deal with the Cubs. Remember that opening series? He went, I think, 16-for-16. He didn't, but that's what it felt like. Brewers couldn't get him out his initial series with the Cubs. But they pitched him better as time has gone along. 0-2 pitch. Flipped in the air. Shallow center. Long run for Garrett Mitchell. Going out is Terang, the second baseman. He'll call him off. And it'll be Terang to make the catch for out number two. And now here's Miles Mastroboni. Mastroboni hitting just .207, no home runs, 3 driven in. This is a Cubs offense that has just really struggled to produce runs this year. There is some power in this lineup, but it's pretty top-heavy in that regard. First pitch to Mastroboni. In there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Well, the new Fleet Rewards program's arrived at Fleet Farm. Enjoy special perks and find out how you can earn rewards fast to use on future purchases. Join today or sign into your account at fleetfarm.com/rewards. Changeup missed down and in. And it's 1-1 on Mastroboni. Myers Bears working from the stretch. And the 1-1. Chopper to first. Big hop for Reese Hoskins. Gloves it, runs to the bag, retires Mastroboni. And the one-out walk is all the Cubs can muster in the bottom of the second inning. We go to the third. No score on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatever's? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/reward. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
No score as we head to the third inning. And stepping in for play-by-play, here's Josh Mauer.
All right, my turn. Thank you, Lane.
You've been waiting patiently.
You did a great job, as always.
Game 100 tonight.
It is. Garrett Mitchell swings at the first pitch and chops it on two bounces to the second baseman, Horner. Nico fields and throws at Mitchell. A one to pitch out for a sod. At 100. Really got just barely over 2 months left in the regular season.
Hard to believe.
We are 1 week away from the trade deadline. That'll be taking up a lot of talking space over the next 7-8 days. Back to the top of the order. Now Bryce Terang and William Contreras. Terang, he takes strike one here from Assad. The one pitch. Foul back up over the screen on a changeup. It's nothing in two. Bryce struck out to begin the ballgame. Time for the Potawatomi Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. Our contestant, Jeff Moores, M-O-U-R-S. He's from Franklin. 0-2 pitch. Poked foul into the seats third base side. Terang stays alive. Jeff wins a Potawatomi prize package if a member of the crew hits a triple this inning. Visit WTMJ.com to enter and for official contest rules. One out, no base runners. We're scoreless. 0-2 again. Bounced in the dirt. Curveball hit a few feet in front of the plate. Well, 99 games into the season, the Brewers a five-game lead in the Central. Many people thought they could be chasing these Cubs, but it's been the opposite way almost all year. The 1-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out with an elevated fastball. Both of the strikeouts that Javier Assad has collected have come of Bryce Terang. He's fighting it a little bit. Now 1-for-13 on the trip. That'll bring up William Contreras. He's got the one hit in this game thus far. That was a double to the opposite field back in the first. Wind up in the pitch. Lifted foul into the seats right field side. Assad will turn 27 next week. This is his third year with the Cubs. Native of Mexico, and he's had a good year until the last about month and a half. Pitch. Breaking ball strike. Nothing in two on Contreras. His first 10 games. He was one of the best pitchers statistically in baseball. 0-2 coming. Chopped on the ground, foul up the third baseline by William to stay alive with two out and nobody aboard. First 10 games, Assad did not give up more than two earned runs in any of them. That's how good he was. Last seven, his earned run average almost six, though. 0-2 again, taken high by Contreras on a fastball. You wonder how much of these recent struggles had to do with the forearm injury he was dealing with, eventually put him on the injured list. Right-hander kicks into the windup, the 1-2. Foul back into the screen. Another fastball that Williams able to spoil. Cubs have lost six of his last seven outings. Brewers trying to get him the second time through the lineup. No score, only one hit. Wind up another 1-2. Fouled straight back again, another fastball. He's trying to put William Contreras away with hard stuff, and William putting some pretty good swings on it. Yelich would be next. Assad ready, 1-2 again. Went to the breaking ball, and he just missed outside. A slider and a good take. 2-2. Assad wears glasses as he pitches. The 2-2 pitch. Down and away. Another slider. That one wasn't as close. A full count on Contreras. And he's going to see a ninth pitch. After the first two batters were retired very quickly here in the visiting third. 3-2 on William. Assad gets his sign from Amaya. Holds it on his belt. Now kicks. The 3-2 coming. He missed high and he lost him. Fastball. That was a terrific plate appearance. And on the ninth pitch, William gets to walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. He's aboard for a second time, and here comes Christian Yelich to the plate. One thing, again, to keep in mind with Assad tonight, his first game back off the injured list, he only got seven outs. He's actually already gone longer in this outing than he did in that first one 9 days ago. Pitch to Yelich is down and in ball one. My point being, you wonder if he's going to tire quickly. Just hadn't thrown a lot of innings. Yelich flew to center back in the first. Now the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good fastball.
I think that's the tricky part for a lot of these guys that work, and Assad worked a couple of days before the All-Star break, right? So it wasn't like he had as long of a layoff, but he did on the front end of it, coming off the injured list.
Throw to first, and belly flopping safely back in is Contreras.
When you think about Tobias, it's been a long time since he's taken a baseball, and you're doing your work in between starts, but still not quite the same thing.
Tobias had the longest layoff of any Brewers pitcher. Yelich takes one in tight. Fastball missed. It's 2-1. Myers tonight is pitching on 11 full days of rest. That's a week and a half. Almost 2 weeks. Assad, 8 days. No score of the pitch. In the dirt. Went to a curveball, and Yelich didn't chase, and so it's 3-1. The Brewers starting to make him throw some pitches. He's up over 50 now in the outing, 52. And Adames is in the on-deck circle. The hitters count for Christian. The pitch, very high. He walked him. Cut fastball, not close. Back-to-back walks brought to you by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. Contreras first, then Yelich. Two on, two out in the visiting third. And Tommy Hotovy, Cubs pitching coach, coming out to visit Javier Assad. All Baseball. Mound visits presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. There's a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie with a video wall, self-service kiosks, restaurant, bar, VIP deck, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise.
Yeah, just to continue that conversation on Tobias, that long layoff, probably a little bit by design. He threw 140 innings a season ago. Before that, he'd thrown 117 innings in 21, 119 back in 2018. The Brewers probably would like to get him close to 140 innings this year. He came into tonight with 72 innings under his belt. I would guess they'd like to replicate that over these last 2 months or get somewhere close to that number.
Pitching coach back to the dugout. Here's Adames. He takes down and away on a slider, ball one.
But wouldn't want to have to get overly aggressive beyond that number, I would think. Not that it couldn't be done.
Yeah, the good thing about Tobias, even though he's bounced around in his minor league career, he's still relatively young.
Mm-hmm.
1-0. Willie pops it foul into the seats. That'll be first base side, 1-1. Brewers had the first two batters quickly go down here in the third. Ground out, strikeout. But then Contreras worked out a 9-pitch walk, and then Yelich followed with a base on balls. So they're at now second and first, respectively. And Willie walked back in the first. No score as yet. The 1-1. Down and away, 2-1. Do you think this is already an example of what we were just talking about? Do you think maybe Assad, even though we're in the third inning, he's losing command because maybe he's losing stamina?
Well, he's at 56 pitches. I mean, he hasn't had, in two of the innings, very easy innings.
Adames chases and swings and misses a cutter. Good movement on that. It's 2-2.
He had the 1-2-3 second, but labored in the first and is laboring here in this third.
He is, however, just one good pitch now from getting out of this. Adames, the Brewers RBI leader up there. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Two men lead. Assad's 2-2. Fastball missed. That was outside. The crowd saw that with their hearts and not their heads. Full count. Action pitch. Contreras and Yelich will be in motion. Assad with a 3-2. Down and away. Three straight walks. Cut fastball was off the plate. And the bases are loaded for the Brewers and Sal Frelick.
Yeah, to your point, I'd be surprised if the Cubs don't get somebody up.
They've already used the pitching coach visit. Here comes Frelick. Big spot early in this game and the first game of the series. Bases are full. Frelick had two on in the first when he hit a check swing ground out to the pitcher. Assad's pitch. Inside on a fastball, it's 1-0. Yeah, he does not have command. Not at the moment. See if Frelick can make him pay. Top of the third, no score. The 1-0 coming. Took it, and it's high. Another fastball, 2-0. This is always such an interesting situation for a batter. Pitcher's walked three straight. He's gone 2-0 to you. Do you decide not to swing at all until you see at least one strike, or do you go after something? That's what Sal has to decide. 2-0. He took, and it was very high. That wasn't close. It's 3-0.
I can tell you what you're doing on this pitch.
I concur. I mean, at this point, you might take two strikes. 3-0. And now here it comes. That's in there knee-high for a strike. 3-1. But Frelick still in the driver's seat. Three men lead with two out. Assad's 3-1 pitch. Down at the knees for strike two. Same spot, same result. Sal did take two strikes, and now it's a full count. And all three runners will get a head start. Assad has his sign from Amaya. There go all three. 3-2 pitch. Swing ground ball hit towards short. Swanson with a backhand. Picks it. Throws sidearm to first and gets Frelick by a step. And Assad escapes. Frelick out 6-3 after three straight walks and a 3-0 count on Frelick. He comes back to get him. We go to the bottom of the third. Nothing on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Baseballs flying out of AmFam Field? That's what we love to see. But what about pests sneaking into your home? Not so much of a grand slam. For 65 years, family-owned Safeway Pest Management has been keeping southeastern Wisconsin pest-free by eliminating unwanted critters with safe, effective solutions. Don't strike out against pests. Go for the home run and call Safeway Pest Management at 262-679-4422. Mention the Brewers and get 10% off your first service. It's a win-win for your peace of mind and your Brewers pride.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Javier Assad escapes a bases loaded jam to keep the game 0-0 to the bottom of the third. And now Tobias Myers, who has retired six of the first seven batters he's faced. He's back to work. 8-9-1 in the order. Miguel Amaya, the catcher, will lead off. He's been swinging a hot bat of late. And he swings and hits it on a hop to the shortstop. It's booted by Adames. Kicks off his glove about 10 feet away from him. And Amaya is safe on what should be an error on Willie. Wow, they scored that a hit. And it did kind of short hop at him, but it was right at Adames. Ball wasn't hit overly hard. And that's a play that Willie would tell you he should make 10 times out of 10. But Amaya is safe at first with nobody out. And now here's speedy Pete Crow Armstrong. Squaring to bunt. Myers going into his stretch. Catches a cleat in the dirt. Falls down and balks. And he never threw the ball. He fell right onto the pitcher's mound front slope. Oh, boy. He says, I'm okay. The dugout asking, do we need to come look at you? That'll put the runner at second with nobody out. That spike just got caught in the dirt as he was trying to go into his stretch, and he fell right down. He didn't even raise his arm to throw a pitch on that balk. So a single on what I think should have been an error, and then the weird trip by the pitcher. Runner at second, nobody out for Crow Armstrong. First pitch squares to bunt, and he bunts right through the pitch. That's a strike. 0-1. Pretty fortunate that Tobias didn't get injured as he fell down catching that cleat. Crow Armstrong, a rookie, very talented. 0-1 pitch, no bunt. He swings and fouls it straight back over the screen. It's nothing and two.
Memory serves me, Tobias caught a cleat against the Cubs in Milwaukee back in June as well and fell down.
Maybe we ought to check the kind of shoes he's wearing. 0-2 on Crow Armstrong. The pitch swung on and flied into left field. Out goes the shortstop Adames. In comes the left fielder Chorio. It's Jackson calling off Willie to make the catch. And the runner has to stay put at second. Now the throw comes back in. It got away from Terang momentarily, but Miguel Amaya does not advance. That's a big first out. Top of the order, here's Nico Horner. Third inning is brought to you by Citgo. Whether you're off to the ballpark or dog park, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. Horner lined out. Second baseman Terang, a great leaping catch back on the first. Now the first offering here is fouled on the right side, out of play. You were talking about Tobias pitching against the Cubs at home. He also pitched against them once early in his MLB career here back in early May. And it didn't go very well. 0-1 pitch, Horner lifts into right field, slicing away from Frelick, over towards the line and out of play. Foul ball, nothing and two. Tobias is a different pitcher here in late July than he was on May the 4th when he gave up four runs and lasted only three innings here. In fact, this batter, Nico Horner, led off that outing with a home run. Runner at second, one out. Scoreless game, the 0-2. Horner lifts it in the air and to left. In comes Churio again. He got a late break. Adames racing out. Willie goes about 25 steps onto the outfield grass and makes the catch. Good thing he did. Back to second again. Amaya, there are now two outs.
Willie put both hands on his hips and stared at Jackson and said, "You made me work pretty hard there." I don't know if that's what he said, but that was the look he gave him.
Jackson's had a wonderful stretch of games recently defensively. That was not a good read. He broke back on a ball he needed to come in on, but it happens. So he had the runner get to second with nobody out. Now two shallow fly balls, two away for the dangerous Michael Busch. Myers pitch misses down and in, ball one. Tobias's two starts against the Cubs. Hadn't won either of them. He's got a 7 ERA against this team. 1-0 pitch. Busch swings and smashes a base hit into center. Rounding third base is Amaya. He will score. No throw from Garrett Mitchell. Michael Busch puts the Cubs on the board. 1-0 in the bottom of the third. Adames had the misplay to open the inning on a ball that's, at least for now, ruled a hit. And then that ends up costing the Brewers at least a run. Busch is a very talented rookie hitter. And he just drove in his 37th run of the season. He's at first with two out for Seiya Suzuki. He struck out back in the first. Myers pitch swung on and fouled back up into the second deck. So the Brewers had the opportunity to open the scoring in the top of the inning. Couldn't cash in, and it's the Cubs that do it. Runner goes for second, pitches a strike. He had a great jump, and Busch beats the throw from Contreras. He's safe at second. 0-2 the count on Seiya Suzuki. Fastball was a strike. But Michael Busch, the power hitter, taking off and stealing just his second base. They just weren't paying a lot of attention to him, so he's in scoring position. Now the 0-2 pitch, Suzuki swings and fouls it straight back. Remains no balls, two strikes. Game one of a three-game series. Cubs up by one. The 0-2 again. Suzuki took in the dirt and was caught off the bounce by Contreras. Most times you block that. William just picked it clean. 1-2. Runner at second base is Busch. Here it comes. 1-2. Strike three called. Fastball on the upper outside corner. 94-mile-an-hour pitch from Tobias Myers. And he placed it perfectly to end the inning. That'll be his third ortho ASAP strikeout. Two of them of Seiya Suzuki. Start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. A run on what is now two hits the way they've scored it. And an earned run. We go to the fourth. 1-0 Cubs on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Fans, here's your Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2024 Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium